News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden making his first trip to the southern border since taking office. Biden briefly shook hands with Texas Governor Greg Abbott and other officials shortly after Air Force One landed in El Paso this afternoon. He's expected to spend several hours in the border city before heading to Mexico City. El Paso has become the epicenter of the border immigration crisis. The Biden administration is sending another big military assistance package to Ukraine.
On Friday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre made the announcement.
Today, the United States will demonstrate our continued enduring commitment to Ukraine's ability to defend itself with the announcement of over $3 billion in new military assistance to Ukraine.
It includes dozens of Bradley fighting vehicles and other armed personnel carriers. She said the war in Ukraine is at a critical point as Russia continues its invasion. President Vladimir Putin recently ordered a ceasefire to observe Orthodox Christmas. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
More than 500,000 people in California are without power today as the state braces for more severe weather. Forecasters say another storm system will bring heavy rain, high winds, and flooding to coastal areas. The National Weather Service warns the region will be hit by a parade of storms on the heels of last week's bomb cyclone. Strong winds along with heavy rain, flooding, downed trees, and power outages are possible. Elon Musk continues to make headlines.
Elon Musk secured the Guinness World Record for the largest loss of personal fortune in history. Since November, he lost about $182 billion based on an estimate by Forbes. The magazine says the loss in net worth is largely due to the poor performance of Tesla's stock. The money hit Musk is taking far surpasses the previous record holder, Japanese tech investor Masayoshi Son. He lost nearly $59 billion in 2000.
That's Kenneth Burns. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic-soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian-recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, Down.
The FAA and NTSB are investigating a small plane crash that killed 2 people in Virginia. Police say it went down around noon in a rural area of Suffolk. The crash caused a large brush fire that forced nearby residents to evacuate. The Virginia State Police say no other injuries were reported. Widespread heavy rainfall is expected in the valley and foothills in Northern California as a stronger system moves into the area tonight, lasting into Tuesday. Forecasters are warning of flooding and strong winds, which could bring down trees and cause power outages. Officials say to have an evacuation plan and emergency kit ready to go. A 3-time Grammy winner finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Billy Idol, the 80s punk rock icon whose hits included Rebel Yell and White Wedding, was honored Friday with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The 3-time Grammy winner got emotional, telling the crowd, "You are the best. Quite simply, I'm here today because of you, because of your love." Idol, who's now 67, was joined by his girlfriend, China Chow, and his children, Willem Wolf and daughter, Bonnie Blue, as well as their spouses and children. Yes, Billy Idol is a grandpa.
People strolling the boardwalk in Atlantic City got quite the surprise yesterday morning when a humpback whale washed up on the shoreline. It is the second humpback whale to wash ashore in Atlantic City in the last month. Dave Collins, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher love.
Meet me just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Bring me a higher love. Let's get lit!